Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw a machlokes, whether we say that there is a din of mitzvah b'aveira when the mitzvah is only a hechsher mitzvah and not the mitzvah itself. So this is based on the Avnei Tzion and Siman Aleph, and now we're in Oz Bey. So with the yesodos we learned in the previous shiur, we can answer the kasha of the Tofos Re'em in Hashmatas L'Archaim Siman Lamed Gimel and the El Yerabah. We saw in the previous shiur that the Taz explained that the reason you're not yotze with tzitzis that were stolen as wool and then made into tzitzis is because the tviya needs to be lishma, the spinning needs to be lishma, and that spinning is considered part of the mitzvah, and therefore it's a mitzvah haba b'aveira. The mitzvah is the spinning, and that's b'aveira of making the kinyan, because the spinning is the shinui, which is the kinyan. So that's the aveira, and that's together with the mitzvah of the spinning. Mitzvah b'aveira is no good, so it's not the mitzvah precedes the aveira, the mitzvah and the aveira at the same time. So the kasha is, the Gemara says in Sukkah Lamed Amid Beis, that these salesmen were told not to cut down the hadassim themselves, rather they should let the goyim do it, because stam land is stolen. So let it be a shinui, and let there be yeush in the hands of the goyim, who, after they, the land itself, there's no yeush. So after they cut it down, now there'll be yeush, and then it's given to them. There'll be shini rishus. So, for the Gemara, let these vankri cut them down themselves, and let them just do a shinui maisa, the making of the eged, the binding them together. So let it be shinui when they. Let there be yeush when they cut it down, and then shinui maisa. Frekta marashai, it's a mitzvah b'aveira. It's a mitzvah b'aveira. Why is it a mitzvah b'aveira? Because the mitzvah is the eged. Why is it a mitzvah b'aveira? Because the mitzvah, excuse me, is the taking of the lechora, is the taking of the arba minim. You're taking the arba minim, and it comes by aveira, by stealing. It's no good, it's mitzvah b'aveira. Now how can you say there'll be kona b'shini mais and everything will be fine? It won't be fine. They did an aveira, now they're going to take the arba minim. That's a mitzvah, can't be. So answers the Pnei Yoshua and Bava Kama, and they're in Sukkah, Bava Kama Samachov and Beis, that the aveira is done before the mitzvah, and therefore it's not a mitzvah b'aveira. The aveira is when they take it, they do the eged, that's the aveira. And then the mitzvah is when they take it for the mitzvah. So when they cut it down and combine it together, that's the aveira. That's how they make the kinyan. And then the mitzvah is afterwards, is not a mitzvah of aveira. So they will be yotze. But according to what we saw in the previous year, the opinion of the Elia Rabbah, that if lulav tzarech eged, the ego is nami, also part of the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah is tying together, and we saw that is haschalas hamitzvah. Is an aveira, it's no good. So here the haschalas hamitzvah, which is the eged, is done at the same time as the kinyan. The kinyan is with the eged. So memela the tviya lishma's batal. Mevatel b'tviya lishma, because it's done by aveira. Because with this tviya lishma, they're making a kinyan. So it's a mitzvah b'aveira. So how can you say that the aveira precedes the mitzvah? No, the aveira and the mitzvah are mamish at the same time. So it is a mitzvah b'aveira. In the Tshuvas Shnos Chaim and Shin Chav Beis, he discusses this kashi, answers it. So based on what we said, we can answer as follows. L'chora, the Elia Rabbi Shver, how can he say that the Tviya is a mitzvah? Tviya is only a Hechsher mitzvah. Hechsher mitzvah, we don't say mitzvah b'aveira, like the Minchas Chinuch explained in the Pri Yitzchak. That's why a person has a Ben Mamzer. They could be Yotze the mitzvah, because we don't say mitzvah b'aveira by Hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah is live giving birth, and the aveira is the Bia. So the Maisa Bia is only a Hechsher Mitzvah. The actual Mitzvah is giving birth. So since the Avera takes place only during the Hechsher Mitzvah, it's not called a Mitzvah of Avera. So how can the Elyon Rabba say that the Tviya the problem is that the Avera is done during the Tviya, and Tviya is only because Tviya is only a Hechsher Mitzvah. Just like the Bia is only a Hechsher Mitzvah, and we don't say Mitzvah by Avera by Hechsher Mitzvah. Tviya is a Hechsher Mitzvah, and the Bia is a Hechsher Mitzvah. Just like Bia is a Hechsher Mitzvah, and we don't say Mitzvah by Avera, so to Tviya, which is a Hechsher Mitzvah, we shouldn't say Mitzvah by Avera. So we can answer that l'chor, the reason we say mitzvah abba b'aveira, hechsher mitzvah, we don't say mitzvah abba b'aveira, is based on what it says in the Tshuva Chaim de Shloimo, Siman Lamed Aleph Oz Gimel. The mitzvah abba b'aveira, we only say in a mitzvah that requires kavana. Hashem kein, a mitzvah that doesn't require kavana, it's not shayich mitzvah abba b'aveira. Ayin sham in the Chaim de Shloimo. The mitzvah abba b'aveira is only a mitzvah that requires kavana. Hashem kein, a mitzvah that doesn't require kavana, mitzvah abba b'aveira is in shayich ayin sham. So writes in the Stei Yitzchak, Siman Aleph in the Kol Aryeh in Orach Chaim, Siman Tes in the Eitz Sofer in Klal Lamed, Sefer Eila HaMitzvahs. Kein's and many other svarim in the Beis Meir and the Shu'ot Beis Ephraim in Yerideya, that he says Iyavid Lo Mahani is only something that it says that if you do it, it's not effective, it's not valid. You were told not to do it, that's only if it requires kavana. Same idea also Hechsher Mitzvah, but only if it requires kavana do we say the din that it's a mitzvah baba avera, that it's shayich mitzvah baba avera only if it requires kavana. Now when Agos Maritz Chayis and Chagiga Yotes, he brings from the Chedush Aran Chulin on Lamed Aleph, in the name of the Ramban and the Rabbaz and Chilik Beisim on Lamed Aleph, that Hechsher Mitzvah doesn't require Kavana. And so writes the Kenes Sofrim, the Shutam Mideyesh, and the Meloha Roim in Marechas Mitzvah Srichas Kavana Os Ches Yudzayin, and the Mideyesh in Simen Dalet Klal Dalet. So if so, we can say as follows, that the reason we don't say Behechsher Mitzvah, that there's such a concept as mitzvah baba avera, is because it doesn't require kavana. Because what do we say? Put the two together. We said that if no kavana is required, there's no mitzvah baba avera. And we also said that no kavana is required for hechsher mitzvah. You don't have to have kavana to be yotze with a hechsher mitzvah. So if you put the two together, it turns out that there's no mitzvah baba avera by hechsher mitzvah. Because there's no mitzvah baba avera if the avera requires kavana. You see, there's no mitzvah baba avera, the avera doesn't require kavana. And hechsher mitzvah doesn't require kavana. So there's no mitzvah baba avera by hechsher mitzvah. So according to this, we can say as follows, that this is all talking about other hechsher mitzvahs that don't require kavanah when we say mitzvah b'aveira. But tviyas tzitzis, we learn in Sukkot Av Tes Amar Aleph from the pasuk that we require tviyah lishma. In other words, b'shas tviyasa he has to be mechavin the shem mitzvah tzitzis. If so, even though the tviyah is only a hechsher mitzvah, but it requires kavanah, since it requires kavanah lishma, it's shayich mitzvah b'aveira. And therefore, the Elyon Rabba is right that since the shinui is done with the tviyah, with the spinning, because that's when it becomes chutim. That's the shinui, and that's also a hechsher mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah that requires kavana lishma. Therefore, it would be a mitzvah baba averus. Elyon Rabba is right, since the tviya requires lishma migzeres hakasuv. So mitzvah baba averus shayach b'tviya, even though it's only hechsher mitzvah. But that's all b'tviya tzitzis. Aval belulav, even though tzarich igud, nevertheless, we don't require igud lishma. that you don't have. So since the igud, since the binding together of the three minim, is only a hechsher mitzvah, and it doesn't require kavana, it can't be a mitzvah b'aveira. And the Gemara git gefrek, the Gemara asked for correctly, sigadaf lamid, the k'nei b'shinu maisa. Lulav tzarech eged, according to one opinion. So this shinui maisa will be a mitzvah b'aveira, because the eged, which is a mitzvah, and the shinui maisa is the aveira. So the mitzvah and the aveira, the mitzvah and the kinyan, are coming at the same time. And you can't have that. You can't have a mitzvah and aveira at the same time. The answer is that the ego doesn't require kavana, since it's a heksha mitzvah that doesn't require kavana. We don't say mitzvah b'aveira. So the Gemara says, well, l'knei b'shinui maisa, and for rent for the kasha of the Tofos Reim. Tofos Reim asks from the Gemara in Sukkah, how can you, the Taz, say? How can you, the Eliyahu Rabbah, say? To answer the Taz, that since we require it to be l'shma, l'shma is part of the mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah b'aveira. And therefore, you wouldn't be kone with the shinui, because the mitzvah baba avera, and the avera disallows the mitzvah, disables the mitzvah, and it's not a mitzvah anymore. And that's why you're not yotzei with semar hagazel when you turn it into tzitzis. The Gemara says, "Leknuya b'shinui ma'isa." The Gemara says, "Let them cut down the avankri. Let them cut down the hadassim. Then they'll be yayush, and then they'll do a shinui ma'isa. They'll bind it together. And if you hold the lulav tzarech eged, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, since it's part of the mitzvah. We see that even though it's part of the mitzvah to do the eged, we don't have a problem mitzvah b'aveira." Because the Gemara is asking that you should do the shinui maisa, tie it together, and we're not holding it to mitzvah b'aveira. It's a mitzvah b'aveira, then it wouldn't work. You wouldn't be kone. You wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah because it's a mitzvah. Because the mitzvah b'aveira. The mitzvah is the eged. And the aveira is the shinui maisa. That's how he's making the kinyan. That's the kasha of the Tofos Reim. The teretz is that since the ego is only hechsher mitzvah doesn't require kavana. It doesn't require kavana, as we saw from many, many achronim. And you can look there. I recommend it. In the Chem de Shlomo and Siman Laman Aleph was gimel. And in the Stei Yitzchok and Siman Aleph. And the Shud Kol Ari Yerachem Siman Tes. And the Yitzchok for Kalalam Perik Dalet. And the Sefer Eilam Mitzvah Kalalav Siman Gimel. And Kain Zen the Kbeis Meir B'Tzlo Sabai Siman Dalet. And the Shud Beis Afraim Yerodeh Siman Laman Tes. And the Yad Shol Siman Reish Lamed. And the Chuvis Shalom Meshav Mar Dirotin Yana Chelikim Asim Tzai Zayin. The Chuvis Beis Shalom Asim Invav Ve'od Beis Yitzchak Chelik Al Asim Adal Asim Gimel. So since in a mitzvah that doesn't require kavana, there's no mitzvah baba veira, an egg doesn't require kavana, there'll be no mitzvah baba veira. Exactly, it's only hechsher mitzvah, and hechsher mitzvah doesn't require kavana. But when it comes to tviyas tzitzis, there you write it to hechsher mitzvah, but that hechsher mitzvah requires kavana mitzvah sakasu. So there will be a mitzvah baba veira, since it requires kavana. And the mela, since it's a mitzvah baba veira, the person is not yotzei when he wears tzitzis that were taken from stolen semer. When they did the shinui and they made it into tzitzis, into chutim, that was a mitzvah. And since that mitzvah was performed, it's a mitzvah, hechsher mitzvah, yes, hechsher, but it requires kavana. So since this hechsher mitzvah requires kavana, we say mitzvah b'aveira, and it's the mitzvah b'aveira, there's no mitzvah afterwards to wear these tzitzis, because the aveira disables the mitzvah. That's gevaldik. And b'tzas Hashem darkeinu, we will hopefully continue in the next shir and see more neflos mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom.